Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, halfway home on this Tuesday evening with you. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Well, SEC Media Day is rolling along. We talked to Jonathan Williams a little bit earlier on in the show. He is up there in Nash Vegas and covering all things for the Georgia Bulldogs. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Let's talk to my friend, Chris Goforth, as he is up in Nash Vegas covering SEC Media Days for us here on 92.9 The Game. You can follow Chris on his personal Twitter page, at ChrisGoforth1. Chris, as always, buddy, appreciate it, man. Thanks for a few minutes on the show with me tonight.
Yeah, hey, look, it's always fun to be able to hop on because it is that time of year, man.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think about the idea of, you know, look, I'm a homer, so I like the idea of SEC Media Days being in Atlanta at the College Football Hall of Fame. How do you like the revolving schedule that we have now with SEC Media Days?
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you, John. I wish they would put it in the College Football Hall of Fame and just leave it there. I think it's a perfect place to be able to have this event. Not only are you talking about the College Football Hall of Fame, but you're also putting it in the city where a couple of months later you'll crown your conference champion. It, you know, it makes too much sense to me, but I understand kind of what the conference's reasoning is behind this. And I guess next year we'll go to Dallas. I talked to some folks today from the SEC Network who told me that the initial plan, as they understood it, was they wanted to have this event next year in the Cowboys Stadium there in Arlington, which is where the Big 12 had their media days at last week. Now, they realized that it was happening the same week as the Major League Baseball All-Star Game next year. So you would have the Home Run Derby and the All-Star Game literally going on right across the street from SEC Media Days. So I think what they have decided to do is they're going to move it into downtown Dallas at a hotel.
So I agreed and I disagreed with Greg Sankey. I agreed with Greg Sankey when he said that there is no plans and no reason to move the SEC title game out of Atlanta, and people were bringing up Nashville. But I vehemently disagreed with the idea of Congress is the only way to solve NIL. And Chris, as I always say, Congress, the federal government does two things well. They print money and fight wars. That's it. That's the only things that they do well. So again, I don't want anything involved with the federal government when it comes to NIL. There has to be something that is better than getting the federales involved in all of this mess.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with you 100% with what you're saying, but we have gotten to the point now to where, you know, the NCAA has basically pushed this back off onto the states. So every state has different rules. It differs from state to state. Look, LSU and Tennessee have very favorable NIL rules compared to what some of the rest of the country has to deal with. I don't know any other way around this. I've looked, I've thought about it. If the NCAA is not going to do it, I don't know, at least in the current structure of college athletics, I don't know any other way to be able to govern this to where you can kind of level the playing field for everybody.
Well, I guess, though, when I look at this, though, look, there's never going to be an even playing field. I don't care if the federal government is involved. I don't care if the states are involved. It's college athletics. It's never been an even playing field. There are always – look, everything in life is have and have nots. So, again, why would college athletics be any different in that? And I don't think that there's – I just don't think that there's a one-stop shop for everything NIL. You know, I mean, again, we heard so many things about, well, it's only going to be football and maybe some basketball players. Well, now all of the people that make money are all the gymnasts and the swimmers.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, they're the ones that are making all the money. I mean, so it's not even the football players that are making all the money. So, again, all of the narratives that have come along with this have been 100% wrong in their assessments. Why would I believe the federal government can come in there and fix anything about this?
Well, and it's funny that you kind of bring a lot of that stuff up, because, you know, I was thinking back this week to, I think you, myself, and Randy had this conversation a couple of years ago. Remember when, you know, they were talking about the stipends and the covering the full cost of attendance and all of that, and wasn't it Jim Delaney of the Big Ten that came out and said, "Oh, our schools all have to go Division III. We couldn't afford to do this." And yet, I think the Big Ten's doing okay right now. So, you know, I think it speaks to how powerless the NCAA is at the end of the day, both as an enforcer and a lawmaker or a rule maker. In terms of college athletics.
Wasn't that, but I guess that was their decision, though. I mean, that they could have exerted their power if they really wanted to.
I think the fear is, from what I understand from people, the fear is a lawsuit.
Well, sure. But again, the reason we have NIL is because of lawsuits. I mean, that, right? I mean, that the only reason we have NIL is because Ed O'Bannon was watching a video game and saying, "Wait a second, that's me." So then he took that to the Supreme Court. That's the only reason we got NIL. So, and I understand. I mean, it's just I don't think that there is a one-stop shop for all of this. I think that the idea of ideas differing in the marketplace is always a good thing. I think that's how things get worked. I mean, look, that's how things get worked out in life. I mean, we don't have sets of rules. You know, again, fighting wars and printing money, I mean, we have certain things like that. But by and large, the states are willing, you know, are able to operate, you know, in their own thing. I mean, again, they don't have counties in Louisiana. They have parishes, right? I mean, they don't even have the same kind of form of government that we do in most, you know, other states. So, again, I think just the ideas that come from a myriad of different places and things, and then you come together and try to find the best solution. I still think that's the best way to go about this.
It is I think it's an issue that is going to hang around for a while. I don't think that, you know, I don't think we're anywhere close to getting any sort of legislation on it. I don't think the NCAA is going to do anything to act upon it. So from what I understand from talking to Bill Hancock today, that I guess Tommy Tuberville and a Democratic senator have come together and they're working on a bipartisan bit of legislation. But John, I don't know if you watched or heard or saw any snippets of the congressional hearings that have gone on around name, image, and likeness, but you know, clearly these are a lot of people that are they haven't been listening to College Football Game Time
right.
on Sports Radio 92.9 The
right.
Game on Saturday because they've been clueless about all of this stuff going on.
Yeah. Chris Gofort joining me here on the WadeFord.com hotline, pre, post, and halftime host for Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. Yeah, I mean, in all honesty, Chris, they should just have me, you, and Randy sort this thing out because, again, that would be the would be the most logical thing to do.
Hey, listen, lock us in a room somewhere with some burgers.
Yes.
A couple
ribs.
Of plates of wings.
Yeah,
I think we could knock this thing out in 3 or 4 hours.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I would stall because I'd want more food. Anyway. What did you think about the
line? Bread pudding, man.
Yeah, absolutely. What did you think about the line of questioning for Kirby? Boy, this was one of those things that was not expected to be like this, you know, where, again, the media searching for stories and the big story was going to be Kirby and the questions he's going to have to answer. And then we got there and it was pretty much a big dud. I mean, there wasn't really anything provocative that was asked of him.
No, I was really surprised at what it was. I thought there would be a lot more questions directed towards the, what is it, of 11 traffic violations in the last couple of months. I thought there would be more focused on that, more stuff about the off-the-field things, but that wasn't the case at all. Now, I will say this, if I'm Kirby Smart, I think you walked away today feeling pretty good about what you were asked, and I thought Kirby handled it really well today. The one thing I'll give him credit for is when it comes to the talk of a three-peat, you know, he's not shying away from that the way some coaches have in the past when that's been brought up. He was kind of very direct and almost head on in terms of his approach with it. So I thought that was kind of good to see from him. But to your point, yes, I was shocked at the way the line of questioning went today for him.
Well, and to your point, Chris, about the three-peat, you know, I was talking to Jonathan Williams about this. You know, we've seen some teams that have repeated in college football. I mean, it's rare, but we have seen it. And if you've lived any kind of life, I mean, for any length of time, you've seen some teams that have repeated as national champions. Okay, there's nobody alive that knows about a three-peat in college football.
That's right.
Right? I mean, other than John Fricke. Yeah, other than John Fricke, I mean, that's the only person left that covered college football with a musket, you know, back when Minnesota, you know, was three-peating. So, again, nobody has any sense of this happening. And I think the notion is just that, well, this can't happen because it's never happened. You know, again, I think a lot of people don't even know that there was a three-peat, you know, national champion. That's probably how, you know, again, out of touch that whole thing is. So I just think the idea that people are looking at this like, well, this is just the most ridiculous thing. But then again, you start looking at Georgia and saying, well, wait a second, they're really good. That schedule's a disaster. There's no reason they won't be 12-0 going into the SEC title game. Maybe all bets are off at that point. But, boy, everything lines up for Georgia to find themselves in position that come December 4th or 5th or 6th or whatever that game is, they're still going to be the number one team in the nation.
So, you know, one of the things that's kind of along with that is from Georgia, Kirby and the three players that he had there, they all spoke complacency and fighting complacency. I'm not in that locker room. I don't know what it's like, but I just wonder if maybe what has gone on off the field and the scrutiny that they have been under, if maybe that's not some sort of galvanizing factor with this football team going into the season. And the other thing, too, you know, he has recruited so very well. And when you take a look at, you know, yes, they've put a bunch of guys in the NFL the last 2 years, but he's recruited so well, I think the guys that he has stepping into those roles are just as good as the guys that have left. The difference is these guys that are stepping into those roles, they haven't done anything yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something that can play in Georgia's favor as well, in that you hope that, yes, these guys are extremely talented. You also hope they've got a little bit of that chip on their shoulder in regards to still having that hunger, if you will, and the want to be a champion and to continue to, you know, not be the team at Georgia that breaks this ridiculous streak. I mean, my gosh, back-to-back seasons of 8-0 play in the SEC, and they're 29-1 in their last 30 games. That's nuts.
Yeah, and I think the other thing, too, is, Chris, as we wrap up here, I think the other thing, too, is, and again, say what you will, but some of the high-profile negative stories about Georgia, those guys aren't here anymore. Like, those guys aren't on campus, and they're not part of this football team. I mean, Jalen Carter or Stetson Bennett, like, those guys aren't here. And I just say that from the standpoint of, no one's going to have to ask questions about, you know, Jalen Carter and, you know, hit, you know, linger that story, or even Stetson Bennett, you know, about, you know, his follies, you know, at the Senior Bowl or whatever like that. Like, nobody, like, right, they don't have to answer those kinds of questions. They can focus on, okay, this is a new group, and it's, you know, yes, it's Georgia, and yes, the head coach is here, but those players aren't here that were, I don't want to say that they were troublemakers, but I mean just some of the guys that had the high-profile cases, those guys are no longer part of this program.
Yeah, and one other thing that I'll give Kirby Smart, too, that, and again, not being inside that locker room but watching from afar, and I think all good coaches do this. You know, I think John Wooden did this as well. The ability to compartmentalize things. And so I don't know that there's going to be necessarily, if there is any effect from what has happened over the summer and all of this talk and the, you know, the AJC articles and whatnot, I think if anything, this is something that Kirby can find a way to spin into a positive for them.
Chris Goforth, you can check him out pre, post, and halftime on Falcons Radio Network. And he is on Twitter at Chris Goforth 1. You can hear him on weekends as well here on 92.9 The Game. And by the way, Chris, and we don't have time to discuss this, but I've always said John Wooden's the most overrated coach in team sports history, but that's another discussion.
Wow.
Yeah, we can get into that discussion. We'll get together and get into that discussion at some point, because I again, when you have Alcindor and Walton, how hard do you have to coach? Again, I could have coached those teams.
What was the guy's name? Was it Sonny Gilbert? Wasn't Sonny Gilbert his bagman?
Yeah, his bagman. Yeah, yeah. And again, he got Lou Alcindor to come from New York City to come play in Los Angeles, California, where he was supposed to go to St. John's, and everybody was willing to, you know, bring him in there. And all of a sudden, they're like, Los Angeles, California? Yeah. So anyway, but that's another story for another day. Chris, buddy, appreciate it, man, my friend. Thank you much for joining me tonight.
Anytime, John. Talk soon, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.